headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Dane and Jules with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, if you were tuned in for our 8am Zedlines, you would have heard us report on the outrage happening online after Laneway Festival on the Gold Coast. Shortly after we left the studio, Laneway Festival has made an official comment on the complaints made online regarding accessibility through an Instagram story. They've said, quote, "We want to sincerely apologise for the challenges faced by patrons with accessibility requirements at Laneway Gold Coast. We immediately began reviewing our processes and have spoken with affected patrons to ensure meaningful improvements moving forward. We are continuing to make direct contact with those affected," end quote. If you are impacted, you're urged to reach out to their email info@lanewayfestival.com.au for ways that they can improve.
A proposal before Queensland Parliament is trying to change the laws for medical cannabis users to be able to drive legally while still having it in their system. The policy as it stands penalises any driver with a detectable substance in their system, with THC staying in the system for up to days and months for frequent users. Critics of the current law suggest that the law is too harsh on people that suffer from chronic pain. The petition's founder and Legalised Cannabis Queensland co-founder, Suzette Lakin, says that we should be testing for impairment, not punishing people for following their doctor's advice. In national news, the Australian government has put the gaming site Roblox on notice, expressing concerns about graphic and gratuitous user content and child safety. The Communications Minister, Annika Wells, letter to Roblox highlighted the importance of implementing the safety commitments the site agreed to. While Roblox isn't included in the social media ban for under-16s, Roblox is the most popular gaming app in Australia between children aged 4 to 16. Under the Online Safety Act, Roblox could face fines as steep as $49.5 million if they fail to comply.
Furthermore, this next story contains mentions of domestic violence. Listener discretion is advised. First Nations survivors of domestic violence have been involved in the establishment of the first national plan specifically aimed at realising a world where they live free from harm. The 10-year roadmap, Our Ways, Strong Ways, Our Voices, released today, was developed by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in co-design with Australian, and state and territory governments. Minister for Social Services Tanya Pilsbasek told ABC News Breakfast the new funding would make a real difference on the ground, helping women leave violence safely in a city area is hard enough, she said. But if you're in a tiny remote community and you need to fly in to help someone stay safe, you can imagine how much more complex that work is. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women are 27 times more likely than other Australian women to be hospitalised due to family violence and 7 times more likely to be victims of intimate partner homicide.
In international news about the Epstein files, Associate Ghislaine Maxwell is offering to speak fully and honestly about Epstein, with the clause that Trump must agree to grant her clemency. Maxwell invoked her right to stay silent while appearing at a deposition before the House Oversight Commission, earning skepticism and disappointment from both sides of the aisle. Out of the 6 million Epstein files that are said to exist, 2.5 million still remain unreleased, with Maxwell and the deceased Epstein being the only two accused that have ever faced prosecution. The Epstein files that have been released are not admissible in court without a witness due to being classified as hearsay.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.